You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
As above, so below, what lies without resides within. Time for growth to begin. Mental, physical, and spiritual. We find balance with all three as we focus on totality. The whole, not the half. This is for those on a spiritual path. Looking for the clues to the answers of life. But the truth ain't always nice, so leave your ego at the door. Let your inner lion roar and your spirit soar. As we go deep down to the molecular level, tap into the body with some yogic breath. Throw in some calisthenics for a true strength test. Like the shamans of old, we use the nature to heal. With a little bit of DMT to reveal. This whole life journey is a little surreal. And your mind needs a leader, not a follower in life. Let your mind be the master and you pay a hefty price. This next 60 minutes is about self mastery. It's not an easy path and it's a lifelong journey, but we up to empower with this red pill initiation hour. With this red pill initiation hour, brought to you by Primer Open Me.
The Matrix is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Three, two, one, and oh shit. Guys, we're back. Red Pill Initiation Hour live. Endgame 2020 Part 2, Prophecy Fulfilled. Wow, guys, what a crazy time to be alive. I wasn't actually planning on doing this podcast. It's only because I've had a lot of suggestions from my followers on Instagram and other social media channels to do a podcast because they wanted to know, Chris, what's your thoughts? What's going on? The world is about to descend into mayhem. What's going on? And here I am. I have replied, and this is only going to be a short podcast. I'm not going to do too much, I don't think. I just want to outline some of my thoughts on modern affairs, the current global situation at hand. I have been sat back watching and waiting for key moves to be played. If you have followed the script for the past 4 years since Trump went into power, you begin to see recurring action signs, decisions from specific people that are chess moves, essentially. And you begin to watch it. And when you understand from the level at which I want to come to you with, you watch it as a game of chess and you begin to understand the very deliberate use of specific strategies, of smoke and mirrors, illusionary moves, taking two steps back in order to get four steps forward. Weird little moves that to the untrained eye, the uninitiated eye, would be very confusing, which is very evident in the way that the masses have reacted to the recent news. So let's just jump straight into it. The election, what is happening, what's going on? First and foremost, I guess we should just cover, I guess, the most evident point to bring up, which is Joe Biden has been announced very unlawfully. He's been announced the next president-elect, the next projected president, but they're running with this. The mainstream media are running with this story. They are running with it. And no one is stopping them. All of the celebrity shills, Illuminati shills, they are also running with it. And no one is questioning them. Anyone that is questioning the narrative is being shut down. So how has it got to this? How did we get to Joe Biden being unofficially, unlawfully elected? Or at least... At least within the public eye, have been elected. Well, Looking over some of the inconsistencies over the last few days, there is actually a lot, guys. There's a lot to report on. I'm not going to report on all of it because there's other channels that would be able to do that better. I just wanted to come in with an update just to give you my thoughts on the situation and give you a bit of a better understanding from my perspective. So a few of the inconsistencies, if we just get straight down to the votes themselves. So never before has it, I think maybe back in 2000 it might have when it went to the Supreme Court, but it should never take a week for numbers to come out. And when they were doing the ballot counts and they just pause it overnight. They're like, nah, we're good. We're gonna do this tomorrow. And you're like, what? What do you mean you're going to do them tomorrow? What do you mean you're going to count them tomorrow? You got to count now. You can't just fucking decide to shut down. But they did. But they did. And again, everyone just acted like it was normal and you could just get away with that. So that's the first inconsistency. But then you started to see a lot of weird, inconspicuous obscurities arise. So it came out a representative of Michigan, someone within, I think it may have been the Trump campaign. I don't know if it was, but someone in Michigan come out and said that 47 counties, had shown errors in their polling, in the polling votes. In the ballot counting, and up to 6,000 votes that just very strangely and mysteriously flipped from Trump to Biden overnight. And you're like, what? What do you mean? How did it just flip? Like, is no one going to report on that? Is no one going to call that out? And so 47 counties within Michigan, up to 6K votes switched from Trump to Biden. And that's 47 counties. So that's 47 times 6,000. I don't know what that is, like 300,000 plus or something. All of those votes are pretty much illegitimate. Like that's an error. That's an error. How is that still being counted? And then you start to look into how this is the thing. You never get taught this in school. You never get taught this from the mainstream media. They never discuss this thoroughly so people actually understand how these votes are cast and how they're counted. And there are specific voting systems in place. And well, one of them to point out is one called a Dominion voting system. And this voting system is used in some very critical swing states, such as Michigan, Georgia, Arizona, and plenty more. Interestingly enough, the chairman of Dominion, man, I can't get over that name. They always pick very strategic names. You know, that's how you can isolate a deep state funded project. It's all code, all code. Anyway, the chairman, his name is, I believe, I'll get this right, Mark Moloch Brown. I think it's something like that. And funnily enough, he serves on the Open Societies Foundation board. If you look into this, you will do a little bit of digging and you'll see that this is founded by and funded heavily by none other than himself, George Soros. Well, you've probably heard that name a few times in the conspiratorial realm, and rightly so, because he's one of the most evil pieces of shit on the planet. And here he is again. Here he is again, low-key interfering with what should be a legal, lawful process, but evidently it's not. And you'll see that all of these, the shadow government, the neocons, the cabal, the deep state, they've all got their tentacles working behind the scenes at every level of this election, or every level of reality, to be honest with you. And it's all there. It's hidden in plain sight. Yet they're never held responsible for this. The thing that I want to bring up that is also massively important is the media's portrayal of this. The media, Fox News, called Biden, called Arizona as Biden's win, as his state, 75% into the count. And you're like, you can't do that. Like, when has that ever been done before? You can't fucking do that. But they have. And that leads you to ask further questions like, well, how have they done that? Why have they done that? Why have Fox first and foremost done that, which was supposedly a conservative, a Republican, I guess, affiliated news station? That was not something that you'd think that they would do, but they did do it. And then a lot of other news stations followed suit. And that then progressed throughout the whole election, the whole course of the election. And then as soon as they announced Biden had won, projected to have won, everyone came out of the woodworks. Everyone came out of the woodworks. The BBC called it. Netanyahu over in Israel called it. Fucking Boris comes out. Boris Johnson comes out and congratulates Biden and Harris. What you're starting to see is the cockroaches coming out under the woodworks. Who are the cabal? Who are the deep state? Who are supporting the narrative that Biden has won when he hasn't won? Guys, you need to understand he has not won. A news station cannot declare the winner of a presidential election. It doesn't work like that. Federal law and the Constitution limit that only official sources, such as state officials, electoral college, and ultimately Congress, are the only ones that can do this. Not the news, not the media, not the mainstream media. Why did Fox do that? Who owns Fox? Rupert Murdoch. What are you doing, Rupert? You're fucking betraying humanity. What are you doing? Well, it's evident what they're doing. Fucking Rupert Murdoch is the new Joseph Goebbels. This is it. It's Nazi Germany all over again. This is how propaganda is used. It's a weaponized strategy. Like, the mainstream media is not delivering you news. It's a weapon. It's a weapon that's used as mind control to create a false narrative, a false reality that if enough people believe, we all know the biology of belief, we all know epigenetics, we all know the power of the subconscious to create reality. If people really do believe this because they've been conditioned and programmed from a young age to do so and to listen to authoritative figures who they perceive to be in that position of authority, then you're creating this reality. It's an artificial reality that's being created. And then what else are the mainstream news and social media doing? They're starting to limit. They're starting to censor the truth from coming through. Anyone that says anything other than the narrative that's being pushed by them, they get censored. Trump's tweets are starting to get the little notification on it saying that this is untrue, this is false. It's like, you can't say that. The election's still going on. You can't, that's interference with the election. And you're starting to see all of these people, what side they're really on. You're starting to see politicians come out, people that you may have thought would have been in support of Trump. No, not anymore. They're coming across and making their allegiance very clear to Biden, Democrats, deep state. You're getting their celebrity shields that are coming out and pushing the story about Biden, pushing that Trump's a bad loser, really going in on Trump. What does that mean? It means that they have been told that, yo, you're going to come out and do this for us. If you don't, and the blackmail we've got of you drinking adrenochrome from some fucking 4-year-old Taiwanese child that we skinned and sacrificed and you were part of it, that evidence is going to be shown to everyone if you don't fucking cooperate with us. Do you understand? And that's where we're at. These celebrities, these shills are coming out in support of Biden. Maybe not through complete will. Like, they're probably being blackmailed pretty badly to do so, but that's where we're at. That's where we're at with things. And there's just so many, I mean, this is what evidently it's all been leading to. If any of you guys have been following me for a while now, just from the podcast, when I first started the podcast, even before that, when I first started the Primal Alchemy, I've always been talking about this. I've always been talking about this great plan, this, what you could refer to as Agenda 2030, to essentially what was Agenda 2030. They knew that they couldn't, the last thing that was in the way of creating a global communist state was America. Even though America was heavily controlled, it still was in the way. And they knew that they could never do this internationally. They could never come in and invade America, so they had to do it domestically. And how did they do that? They started to install a lot of MKUltra, mind control techniques. They essentially installed the code of Marx, social Marxism. Don't know if you guys are probably familiar with Karl Marx, but again, heavily financed by the Zionists and the people behind the scenes. They started to install that philosophy into the Rockefeller, Rothschild's education system and have conditioned generations of kids, programmed them heavily and create an army of social justice warriors that are completely blinded by these ideologies that are just that have been drilled into them since they were young. Like, I'm guessing I'm a millennial. I think I'm a millennial. You've got Generation Y, Z. I don't know how many fucking tags they've got for these generations, but everyone has been slowly conditioned into this more sort of socialist mindset. And because that was the way that they were going to install this communist state, it was going to be bred internally. That's how they were going to do it, guys. And if you go to any sort of Ivy League college, you go to any red brick university here in the UK, the general consensus of thought of who are the hierarchy within that realm of academia, it's the class of social liberal intellectuals. These guys are now acting as the modern day priesthoods of today. These people are who everyone look up to. They take their word as if it's gold, and they can pretty much be used as puppets to spread a narrative, a mindset, a philosophy that would eventually, through very, what I guess, you know, David Icke calls it the totalitarian tiptoe. It's that these small little changes over time, which on their own are almost go past and you don't recognize them. But as time starts to progress, you start to see these freedoms just miraculously disappear. And you're like, how they've done that? But then you look at the strategy that was put in place and how they did it. And you're like, fuck, you should have been paying attention. Or maybe we were paying attention, and then maybe the people that were paying attention and telling people that this was happening got killed. Maybe they found themselves on the wrong side of a doorknob and a rope. That's sadly the fate of a lot of people that have tried to come out with the truth, to expose the truth. Many different levels of truth when it comes to how deep you want to go down the rabbit hole on this one. But it's just disgusting that this is at play. We're living in the 21st century, and even though the system is corrupt, everyone knows the system is corrupt. A lot of smart people still thought that this electoral program would be safe. this whole process would be safe, but evidently it's not. It's not one whatsoever. So going back to those votes that were just miraculously added onto Biden, like when you look at this plotted out on the graph, I'm sure you might have seen the memes of it now. It shows like this sort of this linear curve for both, which is very natural. And all of a sudden, so Trump was ahead of this curve. If you could visualize a red and blue curve, the red a little bit more ahead than the blue as time progressed. And then all of a sudden, the blue curve suddenly takes a direct linear advancement just on the dot, just straight up, and then over the top of the red. Did I say blue? Did I get that right, wrong way around? Biden's curve took a direct leap over Trump's curve. And when they've done a little bit of digging into this, and I forgot how many votes it was now. It was over a few hundred thousand votes. So I'm just going to class it as that. A few hundred thousand votes just came in out of nowhere, I believe in Michigan. And all of them were for Biden, zero for Trump. And you're like, what? Where did all these votes just come from? I was like, excuse me, so I'm going to call this out. Like, that doesn't happen. Like, that's not just a statistical improbability. It's a statistical impossibility. It doesn't fucking happen. If it happens, then it means that there's some fucking human intervention. There is something that's going on. And it makes you think, like, how has this been allowed to happen? And then all of these reports are coming out of these volunteers and workers that were doing the ballot counting, and people that were watching the ballot counters, that the people that were meant to be watching were being locked out of the rooms where the counting was going on. You're getting whistleblowers coming out from the United States Postal Service saying that they were instructed to essentially just throw away bags of votes. Those bags of votes were probably for Trump. A lot of it's starting to come out, guys, but you're not going to hear about this on the mainstream media because the mainstream media are selling a narrative that you're not going to hear about. So you're probably thinking like, well, fuck, like, what happens now? We've got everyone that's celebrating. Like I was going through Facebook the other day. Hold on, guys. I'm just going to take a swig. Just taking a swig of Poseidon Force, the world's only prana-charged marine phytoplankton powder, # innocent sales plug. Anyway, you got all these people coming out and they're celebrating, they're throwing out posts, they're like, yes, now America get back to work, now that Trump's been fired. You're fired, Donald Trump. Just again, just repeating the narrative over and over and over again. And it makes you think, like, how are these people acting like this? How are these people so fucking how have they got such hatred to Donald Trump? How have they got so much hatred and spite towards him and Trump supporters? So it's the grand conspiracy, guys. Everyone thought that MK Ultra was just a conspiracy. This is the evidence that it is a reality, not a conspiracy. These people are reacting exactly as was planned. They knew they were going to react like this. Why? Because they have been programmed, conditioned, and genetically modified to act like this their whole life. We've been genetically modified with the food that we eat, poison food, poison water, poison air. They've poisoned our cultural history and our ancestral traditions. They've stripped us from our spiritual lineage and heritage. We get fed, force-fed, degenerate fucking pop culture, art, music, movies. Like in the past 20 years, look at what's happened to the music industry. Look at what happened to Hollywood. I mean, Hollywood's another fucking ballgame altogether to discuss that. We all know the evil, the insidious shit that's going on there. But like, go on to UK top charts or US Billboard fucking 100 top charts. What's number one? WAP from fucking Cardi B. What sort of degenerate bullshit is that? I got a nephew that's like 5 years old and a niece that's 3 years old. If they put on the music channel, they're going to see the video for WAP, which is these two fucking stupid, absolute goons parading around, dancing around, talking about having a wet ass pussy. And you're like, how is this acceptable? Plato, Socrates, they would be rolling in their graves. But this has happened like this for a very long time. This is conditioning. This is social programming. And this has created the, well, what we're experiencing now is that there is a large number of people, the vast majority of people, have fell hook, line, and sinker for this. And they are believing that Trump has won. And they are so emotionally invested into the result of Biden winning that what's actually going to happen next is going to be what the deep state was hoping for. So two-part plan for the deep state. I'm going to come over to what the White Hat's plan is in a minute. The two-part plan is that it was phase one, which is, right, we use election fraud. We basically lay this all out so that we win. If Trump manages to stand against us on that and does the whole taking us to court, et cetera, then the next plan would be riots. It would be a civil war. It would be insurgent activity of removing Trump physically from the White House because in their eyes, they won. In everyone that voted for Biden, they think that they have won, but they haven't. It's just projection. It's just a projection, and it's a very massively distorted projection as well. What are my thoughts that are going to happen on this? I believe that this is all part of the White Hat's plan. This is all part of Trump's plan. You've seen the picture of him just golfing it, just chilling, easy. He's in control. He's in the driver's seat. He knows what he's doing. He knows where this battleship is being steered. He knows the end destination. And guys, they've got fucking, what's it called? Operation or Project Looking Glass. They've got this Atlantean technology where they can look at all of these timelines. They can look at this field of probabilities and possibilities. What decisions take you this route? What decisions take them that route? Like, they have studied the art of war. They have studied the cabal. The cabal haven't studied the White Hats. The cabal have been in control for thousands of years, and it is their way or the highway. But if you study the cabal and you study who they are, how they live, how they act, you study everything down to the minute detail, this machine, this technology, you can put all of that in. It's almost like some form of mathematical algorithm that gets put in on this quantum computing tech. And they have seen the future. They know what's going on. They knew what was going on. Trump has been coming out for ages tweeting, saying that they were going to rig the election. You had fucking Biden that come out on a video. I wish I could play it to you guys. You've probably seen it, where he sat there and he goes, "We have put together the biggest electoral fraud process ever." And he literally just says it. He literally just says it straight up in there. I mean, probably because he's got dementia and he's completely in a different dimension. But again, also how dark magic works. It's like you have to tell the person who the spell is being casted on that you're going to do it and what you're going to do. Normally they get away with this before through films, through music, through subliminal messages in adverts, in fucking TV, mainstream news. They find a way to do it. Let's put it that way. But this time they just come straight out like, "Oh, I'm going to fucking steal the election. Oh, nothing you can do. Hey." And the thing is, there is something that we can do, and that is we can't stop. We can't let go. We can't let our foot off the pedal on this one. We have to stand up for truth. And that might be scary for some, because the truth is not what people want to hear. It's an ugly truth, but it's an essential truth. And the way that this is probably going to go is one of two ways. A, the votes are going to continue to be counted, and a lot of the states will be flipped in favor of Trump and he will win. Or B, that's if they do a recount as well. Or B, The election will be, it will go to court, and they will win multiple court processes, and then I think eventually it may be led to it being the whole election being cast as invalid, which then case it will go to the Supreme Court. And if it goes to the Supreme Court, then we got a little bit of a predicament in our hand, because usually the Supreme Court doesn't really mean anything, because it's just a decision ground for the cabal. They used to own it, and one of their big hopes was good old RBG. Her name was Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and she was at the seat of the Supreme Court justice, and she actually died in September. I mean, guys, you only have to look up a picture of her and you can see that she is the personification of evil. She looks like, you ever watched the film The Witches? The one where that kid gets turned into a mouse. The lead, like, witch, I don't know who was the woman that played her. The one who was in the Addams Family. Anyway, she's evil as fuck, and she dead. She dead. And she's been replaced. She got replaced by a lady called Amy Coney Barrett, I believe. Amy Barrett, I think that's it. I'm just trying to get the names right in my head, so I don't want to give you guys any wrong information. And Trump installed her back in September. And this wasn't good for the deep state. The deep state didn't like this. They got real pissed with Pelosi. They got real pissed with her, and this shouldn't have happened. This wasn't in the script. Another important name to remember is a gentleman named Clarence Thomas. He is also at the seat of the Supreme Court as well. And, well, he's not a happy man with Mr. Biden, because back when Biden was senator back in the early 90s, Biden pretty much did everything he could do to ruin this guy's career. And, well, look where we're at now. So you're going to have two people sitting at the head of the Supreme Court. And if Trump goes in there with the evidence he has, that they have got this evidence. They've got the evidence of the fraud, of the election tampering, of all of the invalid votes. Supposedly this was through using some form of watermark, a watermark that was on all of the official ballots that was then tagged via a blockchain technology to allow them to see where the real results were. And supposedly the real results, Trump's won by fucking massive landslide. And they've got all of this evidence. And when they bring it forth to the Supreme Court, what's going to be the decision? Well, I mean, these people, I believe, Amy and Clarence, I think they're going to do the right thing, and it's going to come crushing down on Biden and Harris and the Biden campaign, or everyone involved in the deep state. But more so than that, this is more than an electoral fraud. This is bringing a system to the end, a system that is made up of what would appear to be unconnected industries and sectors within civilization or human society. Anyway, that's the mainstream media, that's Hollywood, that's the military industrial complex, that's the that's government, that's the financial system with the central banks. This whole system is all connected, and it is the deep state that run over those connected sort of tentacles that control humanity, enslave humanity. And this whole system, it needs to be brought down. If Trump was to just win, then the deep state would still be here. They would still do what they did before. Like Obama came out like back when Hillary was running, and he was saying, oh yeah, these ballots can't be fixed, can happen in these electoral votes. This is 100% safe. And the Democrats were real behind that message. And then Trump beat Hillary. And then they were coming out saying, oh, well, you know, the Russians got involved and there was Russian influence on the election. And they were trying to show that for years. And that finally got buoyed off. And Trump came out of that on top, showing them that they were wrong. And now they're back to all of a sudden saying it's safe. And it's like, what? Like one minute it's safe, 1 minute it's not. Then it's safe again. Oh, evidently, it's not very safe and it's not very secure. Evidently, you've been fucking with these results for a very long time. And that's why the whole system needs to be shown for what it is, corrupt, evil, and with the intention to benefit only the elite few. The voices of the people do not matter. They never have done, and they currently do not. But that is not going to be the future. That won't be the case for the immediate future, because shit's going to change. I expect to see some arrests in the next few days. In the next few days, we will start to see some arrests followed by a possible switch of announcement with who won, with Trump coming out as the actual real winner, or it will be followed through the courts. And there will be civil unrest. There, like I said, there is a team ready. There are hordes of zombies ready to be unleashed on American soil to go and fuck shit up, to go and burn down shit, to destroy shit, to cause civil unrest, false flags going off left, right, and center. Blame it all on Trump. Blame it all on the Patriots. That's very much probably what's going to happen. This is the storm. This is the storm that we were discussing, that we've been told to anticipate and wait for. And here we are. And even when all of these lawsuits go through, it takes up to 10 days. I think it takes 10 days for the Department of Justice to be able to get involved. So I would project and expect that within those 10 days or before that, before all of this goes through, I think the social media traders, the pedivores such as Jack Dorsey, Zuckerberg, all these people in power of public thought and opinion, they are going to go in hard. They are going to go in hard with the censorship, and they are going to take people out. People that are not following a narrative, people like myself, people like any sort of truth seekers and light warriors that are out there that are trying to spread the truth, they will be silenced. And I think there will be a 10 days of darkness. This is what was discussed as well. I think Trump's going to get his account deplatformed. And I think you'll go silent for 10 days. All you hear is what the mainstream media is saying about him. They're shit on him. They're cast him as the devil. They'll do everything they can. This is all hands on deck. All hands on deck for the elite, for the cabal, as they clutch and they clinch to the remnants of what's left of their great reset plan to initiate 2030 with that communist state, that technocrat, Sabbatean state of affairs. So a few other points that I wanted to bring up. You know, I am one for a prophecy. You know, I am one for destiny and divine timing. One of the things I've been going deep into recently is just prophecies, just people coming out and saying shit. And as with most prophecies, a lot of them are entertaining to read, but very few actually hold their weight and actually come to fruition. There's an interesting gentleman named Kim Clemens. He was like a pastor, evangelical. I don't know if he was an evangelist, actually. He was like a pastor and a prophet. Like, he would prophesize things. And I'm not one for, I don't know if it's because I'm British or just the way I am, I don't buy into the word of God and using that to be able to say things, or, you know, just a real heavy Christianized charge to what you're saying. He said some really interesting stuff in the name of the Lord, in the name of Christ. He predicted, so he died 2 days, like 3 weeks after Trump was elected in 2016. But back in like 2011, 2013, you can watch his videos online. They're a little bit long. It takes a while to extract the information. You have to kind of read between the lines of what he's saying and kind of sieve out all of the religious overtones and undertones to it. But he said back in like 2013, 2014, that Trump was going to win the first election. This was before Trump was even running. This was before Trump was even running for president. And he also said that he was going to win the 2020 election. He said in one of his prophecies that Trump would win the 2020 election, that it would go to the Supreme Court, and that two people would step down, and that it would change the world forever. Wow, I mean, that's a pretty good guess, Kim. I mean, even if you just got that right, even if you just got it right that Trump was just going to come out of nowhere and win the first election, to then go and do it the second time and say that there was going to be some form of peculiarities that would arise that would lead to it going to the Supreme Court. I'm like, I don't know what the odds on that, Kim, but fuck you. Sadly, you're not here, mate, but you could have been making some bank, dude. You could have made some serious bank. You put like £1 on that, you're going to get like pretty much clean out the Federal Reserve with the winnings. So anyway, he was really switched on, evidently. And he talks a lot of stuff about the return of Christ. And everyone's talking about the return of Christ, the return of the Antichrist. What do they mean by that? Do they mean that Jesus is coming back? Do they mean that the Christ consciousness? What does Christ consciousness signify? Is there going to be a return of that? And he was saying that Donald Trump is being powered by the force of Christ, almost as if he's got God's touch. Does that mean that Donald Trump is a saint, a hero? I'm not going to say any of that, but I think that the forces of good are expressing themselves through his actions and his decisions and what he's doing. Because if you've actually followed what he's been doing over the past year, it's all been leading up to this. It's all been leading up to the election. And what was the election? The storm. What was going to be the result of the storm? It was going to be the complete and utter destruction of the system. The system that has enslaved us for thousands of years, but in particular the last 100 years with the Federal Reserve back in the 1913. This is the end. This is the end game. Trump knows this. The people, his inner circle know this. The Democrats, the cabal, they all know this. And they are simply playing this out in front of us. It is a show. It is a show because people need to be shown. What did Morpheus say? That he can open the door, but Neo must be the one to walk through, that he needs to show them. You can't just tell people. I've been trying to tell people for years. I'm sure each and every one of you that's listening to this, I'm sure you've been trying to tell your family, your friends, your loved ones. I bet you've been trying to tell people this when you found out that all of this was going on, but did they listen? No, they didn't. So they're not nothing's going to change now. Nothing's changed. They're not going to listen. But what they have to do is see it. They have to experience it. It has to be shown to them with all the evidence that's going to be shown. And then there is no escaping it. Or just propaganda that's being dispersed at the moment, that everyone's clinging to, everyone's attaching to, everyone's calibrating into their fucking projection of the state of reality. It's all lies. All lies distract you from the truth. And the truth will prevail. The truth will prevail. Trump, Paladin Trump, will come in with his great sword of truth, liberation. He will come in and he will slay this Hydra in front of everyone. And when the remains of the Hydra is exposed to everyone, well, it's going to be crazy. People are going to lose their shit because there are many levels to this that I may or may not get into. But before that, there's another thing that I wanted to bring up, because I've talked about this before. I've talked about this on other podcasts, some that I've been on and some that I have done by myself. Hold on. Just another swig of Poseidon Force, the world's only marine phytoplankton. Ah, yes. Good shit. So the other thing I wanted to bring up was the... Don't want to lose you guys on this one, but this is one of my favorites, is the peculiar story of Ingersoll Lockwood. So Ingersoll was an American lawyer, like political writer. He wrote a few fiction books. He had some real interesting shit to say. So this was back in the early 1900s, I believe. And he wrote this book series all to do with Baron Trump. And Baron Trump went on these adventures underground and also time travel adventures with his master, Don. And they went back in time and basically changed the course of history so that little Baron Trump would become president. Well, Donald Trump has a son called Baron. And Don, the time master, that's what he was referred to in the books. The book series ended with the final book called 1900, The Last President. And it discusses the collapse of the Republic after a corrupt election leads anarchists and socialists, just let that sink in, anarchists and socialists. Why does that sound familiar? Anarchists and socialists, huh? To destroy America. And that Trump, who was now president, would be the last president because the whole system was going to collapse. And this was back in the early 1900s, guys. Ingersoll Lockwood. This is the grand conspiracy of time travel, that Trump had gone back in time. And then we get into all the shit with Donald Trump and John Trump, his uncle, John Trump being kind of given the task of overlooking Tesla's work. We all know that Tesla was working on some shit far more advanced than the stuff that we've been allowed to acknowledge that he was working on. Time travel being one of them. Has Donald Trump got access to time travel? May or may not. But interesting nonetheless. Just all these strange little prophecies come in there, seem to be gaining a lot of traction in their validity and credibility when you start to see how the things play out. What is going to happen? What is going to happen? Are these people correct? I believe so. I believe so. I think this whole system is on the verge within this next month of finally being exposed and then destroyed. Now, what happens when it's destroyed? Well, that is maybe something for another podcast. I also want to give my thoughts on the UK, because obviously I live in the UK, and although the America seems to be very evidently the physical battleground of this war, there is a war. This is World War III. We are in World War III as I speak. The physical battleground is in the United States. They're taking the damage. Those cities are taking the damage, the riots, everything that's going to happen when the truth comes out. But as with everything, there's two sides. There's the physical and the non-physical. So where's the non-physical? Where's the spiritual war happening? And that's in the UK. That's where the cabal have decided to initiate the next stage, or even a little bit of a social experiment with the masses, by choosing the UK as its candidate to play out this spiritual warfare. What does it mean by spiritual warfare? It means that you are attacking the non-physical aspects of someone. You are attacking their will. You are their willpower to live, to thrive. You are taking their spirit from them. You are destroying it. You are pulling them into a depression, into fear, into a low level of vibration where they can be easily manipulated, where their moves and decisions can be easily calculated beforehand, because you know how people react when they're in that sympathetic state, that reptilian brain kicks in, and you're in that fight or flight response. You get people into that state of being, then they're easy to manipulate because their options with how they react to things, they don't act, they react. And when you do that, the outcomes are very easy to predict. And it's being tested on us right now. We're back into the second lockdown. I live out in the countryside now. Headed out into the countryside. I wanted to get away from the city. I wanted to get away from all the brain dead morons. I wanted to get away from everyone and everything because I knew this was coming and I didn't want to be a part of it. I didn't want to be affected by that. So I don't actually know what's going on in the cities now at ground level. I can see from social media, from people that kind of record when they're doing the protests, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know if people are following this lockdown as much as they were before. I doubt they are. I think the UK is a little bit more skeptical than most, and you fool us once, okay, but fool us twice, it's not going to happen. And I think a lot of people are non-conforming. They're not taking this shit. But it doesn't change the fact that we have been chosen to play this out, to play this experiment out on, and we can see it unraveling, unfolding right before our eyes. You've got absolute sellout, traitorous scum, fucking weasels of human beings, poor leadership, disgusting human beings such as that Christopher Whitty. He's meant to be a fucking Professor Christopher Whitty. I mean, that just completely discredits any of the titles within the academic world, doctor this, professor that. I mean, fuck all. These people are stupid. These people are clueless. And it shits all over the prestige of having that. Christopher Whitty, he's meant to be the head health secretary or health advisor. I think Matt Hancock's the other one, another fucking Ivy College toff that spent too much time snorting coke off his fucking dorm room bum boys. Not having any of it. These people need to be called out. These people are traitorous. These people are evil. These people do not give a fuck about us. And they need to be vanquished from this realm. You look at Chris Whitty, he looks like a fucking lizard. He literally looks like one. He literally looks like if you were to type in Alpha Draconis reptilian and you see the first picture and then compare it to him, he looks just like him. It's disgusting. He's a vile human being that's shown his colors. They've all shown their true colors. Fucking Boris Johnson coming out and supporting Biden. It's like, all of the leadership in the UK are corrupt. They've shown their hand now. This island used to be respected. This was the magical Isle of Albion. This is where worthy initiates from all over the world will come to this island to be initiated within the Avalonian temples, the mystery schools of the Albion, the Druid mystery schools, because of the magic, the spirit of this island. And it's now being sucked like a fucking dementor, just sucking the spirit from the UK, collecting it into their fucking little battery cells that they charge each other up with, that they charge the clones up with that are in the underground military bases. It's these people have shown their true colors. And when all of this comes out, there's also going to be a massive shift in the United Kingdom. There has to be. They've announced that Liverpool is going to be the first to initiate this new, whatever they call it, a lateral flow system, this new testing for COVID. I'm pretty sure that this is the official name for what we in this community refer to as Operation Moonshot, which was disclosed and released a few months back now, which was their plans in order to install nationwide testing sites for COVID, to start up the whole vaccine passport, to get the vaccines in. It's all being played out right in front of our eyes. Are we allowing it? Hell no. We will not allow this to happen. We have to allow things to play out. So I'm going to tell you what my thoughts are in how to deal with this situation, because it might be a little bit different than most. So the way I see this is that the Gaia, planet Earth, Mother Gaia, whatever you want to refer to as spaceship Gaia, It's been long overdue a detox. And as are most people are overdue a detox as well. What do you do when you do a detox? It's a multi-step process, and you have to have strategy when you're moving into a successful detox. We've got parasites living us. We've got these artificial fucking ancient reptilian intelligences that live inside of us. They fuck with us. They control us. They control our thoughts. They make us think that their thoughts are our own. They live off us. They live off us. They absorb the nutrients from the food that we eat, from the energy we bring into our body. They absorb it, and we know none the wiser. They live off us without us knowing. Parasites. We have to get rid of the parasites. What else do? We have to cure gut dysbiosis, a gut microbiome dysbiosis. We need prebiotics and probiotics. Probiotics being the good bacteria. You can get different forms. You can get transient strains. You can get colonizing strains. I don't want to go into too much detail. The prebiotics are the food that feeds those good bacteria. Well, what are we seeing right now on this planet? There's parasites. There are parasites living amongst us that feed off our energy, that feed off our work, that feed off the fuel that we create. These parasites are the elite. These parasites are the cabal. We don't know they're there. Some people do. Some people can see that they're there, but most of the people don't know they're there, and they work for a living, and they pay X amount of their living to these people. And these people control the money supply. They control everything. Parasites living amongst us, but we are unaware of it. Well, what do you do to take care of parasites? You go through protocols. You take things like oregano oil. You could take multiple different herbs. There's a magnitude of herbs. That's not really the point I wanted to make. But what we've got here is the analogy that I'm making. Is that Trump, the white hats, the force behind the white hats and Trump, who's kind of leading, who's the arrowhead of that. That is the parasite killing protocol. That is going to kill the parasites on the planet. But then we need to make sure that we reharmonize the gut. You got to remember, we're inside the earth, guys. We don't live on the earth. We live inside it. We live inside its atmosphere. We're inside it, just like the gut bacteria is inside of us. What are the probiotics? The probiotics are the star seeds. They're the indigo children, these souls that have come down over the past 20, 30 years onto this planet so that we would be ready. We would be of age. We would be ready for this time, 2020. We would be of an age where we can act and we can fulfill our soul contracts on this planet to help wake the planet up. We are the good bacteria. What are the prebiotics? The prebiotics are what our ancient ancestors left for us. The remnants of our ancient golden past, knowledge, wisdom, spiritual wisdom that allows us to wake up. That is what feeds the probiotics. The prebiotic feeds the probiotics. And when you bring both together and you have a star seed, you have an awakened soul with this knowledge and it's integrated together, well, that's when you start to clear out your gut. That's when you start to get a good gut. And as above, so below, the gut controls the mind. The cosmic mind, the collective mind. As we begin to wake up, we create this ripple effect. We create this ripple effect of consciousness expansion throughout not only ourselves, the universe, but also out into the world and then out into the solar system, out into the universe. And I think that's a good little analogy of the situation at hand. We have to exterminate the parasites. The parasites cannot be allowed to live. And if you kill the parasites, they must be removed. They must be removed from this realm. That's why you do an enema and you shit them all out. So you kill them, you shit them all out, and then you start then with rebuilding your gut biome. And that's what we need to do here. But how are we going to get there? Well, this is the thing. This is what I'm thinking, guys. There's been a topic of interest of mine over the past few weeks. I've been doing a little bit of research into Stanislav Grof, the grandfather of fucking LSD, of altered states, Amazing man, amazing work. If you aren't familiar with him, look into him. But one of the premises of his, what he calls like transpersonal psychology or the psychology of the future, it's all about what he calls the perinatal matrices. And these are specific stages within pregnancy and fetal development, or how the soul experiences that development of birth, leading up to birth. And he breaks them down into four different stages. You've got the amniotic universe, which is the first stage, the cosmic oppression, second stage, the struggle, which is the death rebirth, which leads to the final stage, which is the experience of death and rebirth, when the soul is finally released into the third dimension. And when you go through this, everyone goes through this, that goes through a natural birth process. This creates a subconscious trauma, fear of death, because it was programmed to you at your earliest stages of development of this being in the mother's womb, being comfortable, and then some form of oppression where things begin to contract and you go through the different semesters of pregnancy. And as you begin ready for birth, you go from oppression to the next stage of essentially dying in order to be reborn. And I will explain in a minute why I think that's kind of a representation of what we're going through. So Stan also did a lot of work with Joseph Campbell, which if any of you are familiar with my work, you know that I'm a big Joseph Campbell fanboy. And these different stages of these perinatal matrices, Joe started to see them being mirrored in the mythologies that he was studying at the time. He'd already created the monomyth, the hero's monomyth, this recurring theme of a journey, the spiritual journey of evolution within a lifetime, and how it's been articulated throughout culture, throughout time, and these hidden truths within it. And he started to see the mirror of these four stages within the myths that were being told, that the heroes would go through a similar experience in their own life within the myth than that could be expressed as those perinatal matrices that led to a death rebirth experience, a death rebirth experience, which gave them which essentially gave them knowledge of life after death, and then to come back with it as a fully awakened being stripped from the fear of death. And that allowed you to be completely in the present moment, completely at one with, well, source. And this is why this led me to start to really look into, like, to conjoin this with a lot of my other research to do with ancient cultures, with mystery school initiations. We know that at one point in time when they were doing initiations in the Great Pyramid, that in the subterranean chambers, they were filled with water, and supposedly there was crocodiles in there. And the initiate would have to swim through these waters in complete darkness with crocodiles in the water. And they would have to, their fears would be tested there. They would go through all different types of initiation from different temple complexes, which would eventually end with this death rebirth experience. That's how they became initiated. What I think that with Stan, that these experiences were given to these individuals to strip them of that pre-birth trauma that was attached or embedded deep in their psyche, and it would relinquish that, which would allow them to fully become the highest version of themselves, the God self. It would allow them to strip themselves of the fear of death, which as a collective we all suffer from massively, due to cyclical cataclysmic events where we are all living it with PTSD, essentially. as a collective race. And I feel like we as a collective are about to experience what you would refer to as this life, death, rebirth experience as a whole, where we've gone through this cosmic oppression as such for a very, very long time. And now we are at the struggle of the death rebirth, where everything is about to implode in on itself. And then from that implosion will reverse into an explosion of consciousness expansion. This is our initiation into 5D, into the higher realms. We have to experience it. That's what I mean. You can only read so much about ancient knowledge, ancient wisdom, but the actual alchemical reaction takes place within the experience. That's why Manly P. Hall said that experiences are the chemicals in which the philosopher experiments with. It takes experience in order to gain wisdom. And it is time for us as a collective to actually gain wisdom from our own adversity. That's what Joseph Campbell was saying. Every hero's journey, the hero has to experience adversity. They have to overcome adversity in order to become the hero that they were born to be. Luke had to take down the Sith. Harry had to take care of Voldemort. Aragorn had to deal with Saruman's army. All of these adversities that seem far beyond our capabilities have to be overcome. You have to tap in to the essence of who you really are, our true self, our true potential. And then when you're at that state of being, you overcome. You overcome this adversity. And because of that, that direct experience alchemically evolves that lead into gold, the golden higher self. And I feel like that is what we're going to deal with as a collective. We're going to go through now a stage of severe adversity, the adversity that we haven't seen in a very, very, very long time as a world, not just individual pockets of civilization, but as a world. There's 7 billion people here on this planet, 8 billion. All of us are going to experience this together. So we're all in this one together. And this hero's journey, what do we gain on the other side of overcoming this adversity? We regain our sovereignty of our consciousness, of our spiritual freedom. That's what's in store for us on the other side. This is destined. Everyone that's been following this, the dark side, the white side, they knew this was going to happen for thousands of years. This is cyclical. The time is cyclical. We are coming back out of the age of darkness. We are entering the age of Aquarius, which probably is very coincidentally that probably a lot of this shit's going to happen on the 21st of December this year, 2020, as we really get into the age of Aquarius from the age of Pisces. I've talked about the precessional ages and the cycles of consciousness, the circadian clock of consciousness. I've talked about all of that before. So if you guys want to know a little bit more, go back to my original episode 0, where I really go into depth on that. But I just wanted to kind of just bring that up now and link that with the point that I was trying to make. And what does that mean that we actually have to, what are we actually going to do in this time? What do we do in this time? First and foremost, we got to keep spreading the truth. We got to keep speaking our truth. The more truth that we speak, the more that the illusion, it might not feel like you're doing much, but you never know who you're going to touch. You never know who's going to listen. There will be ears that are ready to listen to this truth. And all you got to do is speak it, and there will be people to hear it. And just a simple action like that can create a ripple effect. That's the butterfly effect. You never know what one person who hears one bit of truth might do or might be able to accomplish with that truth. And we have to come together now. We have to find the strength within ourselves to really dial in our consciousness into the field of love, into the field of optimism. This is a new world. We're being born into a new world. A new world is being born. Gaia is getting an upgrade. She just has to shit out the virus first. We are entering a new world, and we need to kind of live with that within our state of consciousness on the daily. So what is it that you want? What if this new world was to hypothetically be created right now, who are you in that world? What are you doing? How are you participating within this spiritual virtual reality? What are you contributing to the human race? Is it all give? Is it all take? What is it? Think about it. What are you doing? Are you acting out of love, or are you acting out of fear? Who do you want to be? What do you want to create? Well, this is your time to create that. You need to anchor that into the field, into the collective. Fuel it, power it with love, love for life, love for others, love for fucking, well, the experience that we're having, in order to see darkness and light play out. Which brings me actually to another point, guys. This brings me to another point. I've been doing a lot of work, a lot of research as well into the work of Dr. Richard Hawkins, very, very influential mystic and intellectual from the past few decades. And he created something called the map of consciousness, which is like this logarithmic scale of the levels of consciousness with different emotions attached to each level. That's been, how would I say it? That has been, so it's been tested. They tested these different levels of consciousness through thousands of kinesiology tests, muscle testing, to really dial in the precision of this scale. And there's some really interesting findings that come from this. It's all to do with attractor fields, and these attractor fields are essentially what David explains as what essentially us as the operator of consciousness, which not dictate, I don't want to use that word, but I guess these attractor fields, they flow through us, and the level of consciousness that we're at is how we perceive reality. And these attractor fields gain strength as such, and they go up in this scale. And when you hit a point of 200, David explains that this is the point where you reach what he calls the stage of courage. And it essentially switches the energies that we experience from, I believe, force into power. And it allows a completely different state of being to manifest. And I just want to read out, I've got, I wrote these down because I didn't want to fuck up the specifics on this. So he says that one individual at the level 700, so it's from 0 to 1,000, this whole zero being, well, I don't think anyone's on zero. I think most people are in 0 to 100. About 98% of people were within 0 to 200. There's not many people that are anything above that. But 1,000 would be what he would call or refer to as Christ consciousness, Lord, like God consciousness. The examples he gives of avatars that have achieved this level of in state of being have been Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Krishna, Lord Buddha, Muhammad. They have held these titles of essentially a fully ascended avatar in the third dimension. But anyway, he goes, one individual operating at level 700 counterbalances 70 million individuals below 200. One individual at a level 600 counterbalances 10 million individuals below 200. One individual at level 500 counterbalances, fucking hell, 750,000 individuals below 200. One individual at level 400 counterbalances 400,000 individuals below 200. One individual at level 300 counterbalances 90,000 individuals below 200. 12 individuals at level 700 equal one avatar at 1,000. So because it's logarithmic, as you go up in this scale, the magnitude of power increases significantly by the power of 10, or you have to look into it a little bit more for the finer details. But the point I'm trying to make is one individual at a level of 700 counterbalances 70 million people below 200. The majority of the world is below 200, okay, guys? Below 200. So what this means is that how important it is for you to work on yourself and only focus on yourself. What have I been saying? Save yourself, save the world. Your internal advancements, your spiritual evolution has a massive effect on the world. If one individual at 700 counterbalances the negative energy associated with this, with 70 million individuals, the more you work on yourself, the more that you are putting, you are helping the planet. You are helping the collective consciousness of the planet. You, your decisions right here, right now, love or fear, what is it going to be? Well, what attractor fields are you operating and experiencing? What's it going to be, guys? That is an example of how critical it is to save yourself in order to save the world. And if everyone does this, if everyone fixes their own shit, this is another thing you got to understand. As above, so below. As within, so without. The white hats, Trump, the good guys, they're out there killing the parasites, metaphysically, metaphorically, figuratively. They are doing the work externally. That now has to be mirrored with us internally. You have to go and fight your demons. The external demons are being taken care of. We can't go, and as much as I'd like to, even though I don't know a fuck all about guns, to go and get a 50 cal and just put a bullet straight through a fucking Rothschild, I'd love to do that, but I can't do that. None of us can do that. The demons, the external demons, are being taken care of. The internal demons, your internal demons, are what you need to take care of. That's it. It's a mirror image. The work is being done externally. Now use this time. We're in lockdown, guys. Use this time to take care of your own shit. What is going on in your innerverse that needs to be seen to? You need to clean out the closet. You need to illuminate the darkness within. Illuminate the darkness. Don't listen to what anyone else is saying. Don't listen to the propaganda, to all the bullshit being spilled. That's complete and utter horseshit. All of these fucking pseudo intellectuals that are coming out telling you, you got to believe this. The computer models are showing that. These people have no awareness. Their intellect is two dimensional. Awareness is third dimensional. It adds depth to your understanding of self and the world as a greater whole. You see things as systems, not as specialists do, where they just put something under a fucking microscope and they see the truth for what it is under a microscope without seeing its connection to the greater whole. This is the way that we need to start thinking, guys. We need to start thinking in systems. And you look at a cell, where does all of the activity happen? It happens in the cytoplasm, in the cellular membrane. These are on the outskirts. It doesn't happen in the centralized unit, the mitochondria. Okay, some stuff does happen, but where all of the real shit happens is with the relationships of the outer, not centralized. Centralized power does not work. It only favors the few. This is what we're starting to see. You need to start to understand things from a systems perspective, how different things connect. What are the relationships between those connections? Because that is where the truth, that is where these higher properties of truth arise from. These operational properties arise, the truth, fuller truth arise from these relationships. And that's the way we've got to see it. That is the only way to see it. And then we start to get it, take it up a level again. What is this? Is this good v evil? Is this spiritual war biblical? Is this what was prophesied? The armies of good, read the armies of evil. Does good and evil even exist? I mean, I fucking love South Park on the movie when Satan says that without evil there can be no good, so it must be good to be evil sometimes. Are good and evil needed for us to be able to experience the totality of things? Like, without any darkness, how do you know that there's light? And without any light, without any darkness, is there any light? Do we know? Is this all just us trapped in the fucking realm of polarity and duality, which is an illusion? Do we have to rise above this? I mean, I'll be honest, guys, I don't think I'm at that level yet. I don't think I'm personally at that level to rise above the good v evil story arc. I'm fully in on this good and evil, man. I want evil vanquished. I want these pieces of shit, these fucking pedophilic, reptilian, insidious, parasitic creatures to be wiped from this earth. I want their souls to be vanquished into a fucking star system far, far, far away, and to never, never come back again. But that's not going to happen, because that shit's cyclical. It's going to happen again. But doesn't mean that we can't do our best right here, right now. And I think that's where I'm going to leave you guys. I think that's where I'm going to leave you. So the official forecast for the next month, what do I see? I'm looking at a menu, okay, guys? I'm looking at a menu. I'm looking at a starter of tears of anger and resentment from all these socialist retards that are currently parading around the world thinking that Joe Biden's won, marching outside the White House together, hugging, cheering. Whatever happened to social distancing? That narrative's gone to shit. No one cares about that anymore. Then we got the main course. The main course is a good old it's a T-bone steak. Truth steak. Big truth. Good old American truth. And dessert is going to be some warm, hot, freshly served, humble fucking pie to these people when they're shown that their reality that they have identified themselves with for the entirety of their life comes absolutely crashing to the floor in devastating fashion. There is no way out. There is no way out for the cabal. They have fallen into the trap. That's the thing. You watch these moves, and you watch any, like, I'm real big into MMA. Who are the big champions at the moment? Israel Adesanya. What does Israel Adesanya do better than everyone? He's counter puncher. You use feints. You get the enemy to play their hand. And then you get them to commit. And when they commit fully, you've already anticipated it. Why have you anticipated it fully? Because they played your move. You made them make that move. They just don't know it yet. And when they overcommit and they come in and they have their guard down because they are fully committed to that move, you're already a step ahead. You're already out of the way. And then it's all about precision, timing. You hit them with just the right amount of force at the right time. And a little punch can disconnect someone's consciousness from their body. A punch that if they were ready for and were braced for, it wouldn't do as much damage. But it's all about timing. You get them to commit. That's what Trump's done. Trump card. He's got them to commit. They've committed fully now. The news stations are claiming that Biden's won. Biden's come out and accepted that. He's confirming that. Bad move. Wrong move. Him and his fucking banker boyfriends, him and his friends over in China, his son Hunter with the Hunter laptop, that's all coming out. They are fucked. There is no way out for them. The Trump card has been activated. The storm is here. It is going according to plan. Do not fear. Do not worry. All you have to focus on is yourself. Save yourself. Save the world. That's all I'm going to say, guys. So I've got one last question for you. It's time to wake up, Neo. The world needs you. What are you going to do? Do you take the blue pill or the red pill? It's your decision.